Scientists from the Audubon Society and the National Park Service teamed up on a report that was issued late last week. Its focus was on the impact climate change is having and could continue to have on birds and their habitats at 257 national park sites. From an Arizona standpoint, the most vital focus was on bald eagles at the Grand Canyon. Joshua Bowling of the Arizona Republic wrote about the report and joins me to talk about it. Joshua, what is at the core of this report and why was it put together?
The Audubon Society and the National Park Service launched this report. It came out late last week, and it looked at conditions at 257 national park sites around the country. And they kind of wanted to look at what climate change would do to these parks and the birds in them by 2050, around the middle of the century. Some significant findings: they had 24 to 50% of birds they classified as highly vulnerable to climate change's effects. And they also found that 21% of birds in the U.S. and Canada could lose up to half of their suitable ranges by 2050.
And if we talk about the Grand Canyon specifically and bald eagles and that sort of thing, obviously we're always worried about water supply here in Arizona generally. How big a concern is that, considering the fear of climate change may also dry us up even more?
That's pretty much the gist of the report there. The main thing is not so much temperature and climate change as it is water supply. Mm. And they studied birds in particular, not just because they're the Audubon Society, but because birds are a pretty good indicator of climate change. If conditions get bad in their habitat, they can pretty easily uproot themselves and leave, you know, more so than other animals might be able to. But the gist of this report really gets at the Colorado River and how it's managed. And of course, that flows right through the Grand Canyon and could also have some negative repercussions for the pinyon and ponderosa pines in the Grand Canyon. And seeing that we have the largest ponderosa pine forest in the world, that's a pretty big concern for our scientists and environmentalists. But what it gets to for the bald eagles is where they hunt. They hunt on the Colorado River. That's where they spend a lot of their time before they go and they nest elsewhere. And if you take away their food, they really have no reason to be in the Grand Canyon.
Are they considered endangered in this area? Are they considered threatened?
They were actually taken off the endangered species list in 2007. There were a lot of fights in court at the time because conservationists said, well, we haven't preserved bald eagles in Arizona the same as we have across the country, so we need to maybe tier how we take these off the list. And there's always kind of been consternation when it comes to conservation and bald eagles and development. Back in the 70s, the Central Arizona Project wanted to build this reservoir east of Mesa, and environmentalists said, no, that's going to totally mess with the bald eagles. And Yavapai tribal officials found a quick ally in them and said, yeah, we're going to lose our land. You're going to lose the bald eagles. Let's not mess with this at all.
Are there any other concerns that came out of the study other than climate change that could threaten the bald eagle or other bird species in the area?
The big thing here is how this could affect not just the birds, but also their habitat, to where it might not be suitable for future generations of birds. It's not all bad news. They expect the white-tailed kite and the greyhawk and a few other birds to possibly move to the Grand Canyon National Park to colonize there and expand. But when you're dealing with birds in the Grand Canyon, nothing's really more emblematic than the bald eagle.
When you have a report like this, were any suggestions made as to what can be done? I mean, certainly they would want more people to embrace the concept of climate change and figure out a way around it. But were there any specific sites that you saw?
Yeah. So the big thing here is the management of the Colorado River, and especially not only in our national park, but that really has repercussions across the state. Folks in Yuma and Cochise counties, Cochise with the San Pedro, Yuma especially with the Colorado River, are concerned over a couple groundwater bills that we have before the state legislature right now, that if we ease groundwater pumping for Maricopa, Pinal, Pima counties, we could suck a lot of water right off of the Colorado, and that could hurt farmers, it could hurt business out there, but it could also go all the way up to the bald eagle in the Grand Canyon.
You wrote that birds are often indicators on how an environment is doing, almost like an environmental thermometer. Are there certain signs that come to mind for you in making that analogy?
The big tell-all is emigrating, getting out of there. And, you know, that's especially something when it can be hard to manage or hard to measure, I should say, when birds most of the time are migratory by default. Depending on the time of year, there's somewhere between 111 and 130 species in the Grand Canyon National Park. So there's a lot to work with there, and a lot of them are coming and going. And we see this battle play out federally when it comes to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, that a lot of those birds come all the way down here. They come down to Gilbert, they come to Havasu, you know, the riparian preserve and the wildlife refuge there. And that's something that critics always say, well, we need to make sure that we don't drill or we don't enable climate change or we don't do anything not to fight it, because it's already hard enough to measure where these birds are. They're migratory as it is, and we have a pretty good idea as it is now. Let's not make it worse.
Joshua Bowling of the Arizona Republic and AZ Central, thanks.
Thanks so much.